We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Just hours after a new health order demanding Sydneysiders mask up even near a cafe came into effect, Gladys Berejiklian was spotted with her boyfriend maskless while she waited outside their local cafe for him to collect drinks. Serious questions about a lack of clarity in the health order have been raised, with the Premier about 8 metres from the cafe and 9.27 metres from the coffee machine, but only applying her mask after she spotted a photographer. The Premier stared down a deeply divided cabinet to enforce the toughest restrictions of the pandemic, with a serious split emerging over her call to put thousands of tradies out of work by shutting down construction. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Australia's equestrian team will head into the Tokyo Olympics minus one of its top riders in a selection scandal that's been described as the equivalent of leaving Ash Barty out of our national tennis squad. Equestrian Australia has been accused of overlooking two of the nation's top-ranked riders for the 2021 team. Champion show jumper Rowan Willis was ranked 59th in the world when the Australian team was named earlier this month, but was listed as the team's reserve rider behind Edwina Tops Alexander, ranked 311, Katie Laurie, 469, and Jamie Kermond, 1150. Scott Keach, the nation's second highest ranked show jumping athlete, was also snubbed. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Stingy parents of children at Mossman and Bondi Beach public schools paid less than $30 in voluntary contributions last year, while principals in Sydney's West managed to collect thousands in payments from mums and dads. The latest Department of Education figures reveal Mossman Public received just $20 in parental contributions overall for the school year, while Bondi Beach Public collected $25. But it was a different story in Sydney's West, where parents rained cash on schools, such as the selective Macquarie Fields High, which received $133,000 in parental contributions, and over at Sefton High, parents forked out $88,000. And divisive reality star Katie Hopkins has been dumped from her upcoming Big Brother role and is expected to be sent home to the UK after claiming she had been deliberately trying to break quarantine rules by answering her hotel room door naked. In an embarrassment for Channel 7, the right-wing commentator who believes COVID is a hoax is also being investigated for breaching her visa requirements over her despicable social media posts. She arrived in Australia last week on a celebrity skills visa as a Big Brother VIP contestant, but a Home Affairs spokeswoman said she had not taken the place of an Australian wanting to return home. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.